我们每一次来唱这首诗歌的时候，我们的灵何等的高昂。
And every time we think of this hymn, our spirit is truly stirred.
我们的里面有对主有一个呼应。
And our heart echoes within.
无论何代价，要忠心。
And it doesn't matter what price, and we shall be true.
忠心，忠心，纵然伴侣都失败。
And although friends are few and have fallen.
无论何境况。必站主这边
and whatever soul be tied, we will be at his side.
让主常见你的忠心
and so that the Lord may see your truth.
今天早晨本来是史弟兄要在这边讲
and originally it is Brother Z's message.
因为我们的弟兄在上个礼拜四眼睛开刀
but our brother has a minor surgery on the eye last Thursday.
所以我们今天将在这边交通我们冬令会的信息。
And so he needs to take a rest, so we will continue on the theme for the, from the winter conference.
那盼望我们借着早晨这一点时间的交通。
And so with a little sharing.
因为我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹没有到冬令会。
And perhaps some of us have not attended the winter conference.
那借着这样的交通，我们在一个灵的里面。
So by such sharing, we may be included in one spirit.
在一个意象的里面。
And come into the vision of the Lord.
我们一起来走主的道路。
And that we may march on forward.
我们早晨将要交通冬令会的这个三篇的信息。那冬令会的主
题 touched upon these three messages.
冬令会这次的主题就是神的管家。
And it is the winter conference that's the theme of the stewardship of God.
那第一篇总共有三篇，第一篇是讲到神奥秘的管，奥秘式的管家。
And there are three messages. The first one is the stewardship of the mystery of God.
第二篇是讲到神百般恩赐的管家。
And the second one is the various gifts of the stewardship of God.
第三篇是讲到忠心良善有见识的管家。
And the third one is the good, faithful, and knowledgeable stewards.
那早晨我们可能要多读一点圣经，因为加深用三篇的时间讲，那我早晨只用几十分钟的时间讲，所以盼望我们在神的话语上，我们一起来读，让神跟我们讲说，我们如何来当神的管家。我们
So we will read some scriptures together and to learn from the words of God.
我们首先来读哥罗西书二章二节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 2.
那翻到我们一起来读。
Together.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。我们再来读林前四章一到二节。
First Corinthians chapter 4:1-2.
好，翻到我们一起来读。人应当以我们基督的职事为神奥秘式的管家。
In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
管家是神要得着我们成为他的管家。
God wants to obtain us as his stewards.
保罗栽种，亚波罗浇灌，神叫我们生长。
And Paul planted, Apollo watered, but it is God who caused the increase.
讲到我们都是基督的执事。
And speaks of the various ministries of Christ.
是我们主的仆人。
And we are the servants of the Lord.
也是我们主差遣的人。
And we are the one who is sent by the Lord.
今天主给我们一个很荣耀的一个地位。
And the Lord has given us a glorious position.
也给我们一个很尊贵的身份。
And such a highly noble position.
因为叫我们这样卑微的人，我们可以来服侍那位永生的神。
And because we rather from a humble origin, and now we can serve God.
然而主说，他来是要服侍人。
And because the Lord says He comes to serve.
并且做多人的赎价。
Not to be served, but a ransom for many.
神已经赐给人那智慧和启示的灵。
And therefore, he desired to give people the spirit of wisdom and knowledge.
叫我们真知道他。
So we may truly know him.
因为神的奥秘就是基督。
And because the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
我们的神本来就是基督在人手不能及的地方。
And because originally God is in a place that no one can go.
但是主耶稣来了以后，如今幔子已撤。
But then the veil is lifted when Christ
comes. 叫我们可以在幔内来居住。
And so that we can dwell within the veil.
这个是一个神极大的奥秘。
And this is the greatest mystery of God.
今天神要把管家给我们，也是一个奥秘。
And today, why God entrusted this stewardship to us is also a mystery.
早晨我们9:25在讲到那个代祷的秘诀的时候。
And in the edification class, we talked about the secrets of intercession.
他也讲到祷告是神给我们的一个奥秘。
And it speaks of that intercession is a mystery that God has given us.
所以神本性一切的丰富已经在基督的居住在基督的里面。
And so all the fullness of God dwells in Christ.
而且我们在他的里面，我们也得到一切的丰盛。
And we have also received from him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们在主的里面。
And today we are found in Him.
我们要彰显主的荣耀。
And in order to manifest His glory.
因为主的荣耀要借着我们的职分，在他的教会得以彰显。
And we must submit to Him so that He can reveal His glory.
使我们每一个人可以做神奥秘的管家。
That each of us may learn of this stewardship.
我们再来交通。这个哦，对不起，我们再来读以弗所书三章。
Now Ephesians chapter 3。
我们从二节读到七节。
We read verses 2-7。
量必你们听见神赐恩给我，将这些你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我们以前略略写过，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有人叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣和先知一样，这奥秘就是叫商人在借着经得以同为后世，同为义，同盟应许。好，那他这边讲到量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我们。
Here Paul says asI know that you have heard of this.
将关切你们的职分托付我。
That God has given me a stewardship concerning you.
这是一个很荣耀的托付。
And this, he has received this from God's grace.
也是一个荣耀的职分。
It's a glorious ministry indeed.
我们都是侍奉主的人。
And that now we are learning from him to be servants of God.
下面我们将交通第二篇神百般恩赐的管家。
And now we talk about various gifts of the stewardship of God.
我们一起来念彼得前书4:10-11。
So let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4:10-11. 四章
彼得前书四章。
1 Peter 4.
10-11.
10-11.
我们一起来念，个人要照守得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。神赐给我们是一个百般恩赐的恩典。
Here God has given us the gifts of His manifold grace.
我们每一位得着是本乎恩，因着信。
And we know we are saved by grace through faith.
然而神今天他要得着不是我们在外面的一些工作。
But then the Lord is not asking us to do many outward things.
神要得着的是我们这个人。
And what the Lord wants is us.
神要我们从恩典的侍奉呢，到他从这个恩赐的侍奉到他恩典的侍奉。
And the Lord wants to turn our service of gifts
to
service of grace.
这也是神所愿意让我们得着的。
And that's what the Lord desires to achieve.
叫我们可以作为神恩赐的百般恩赐的管家。
So that we may be good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
因为神的恩赐就是基督。
And because the gift of God is Christ.
基督的恩赐就是圣灵。
And the gift of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
我们再来念以弗所书四章。
So now turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们今天早上会念多一点的圣经。
And perhaps we will, turn to many parts of the scriptures.
四章十一到十三。
Verses 11 through 13.
我们一起来念，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。我们每一位都蒙基督的恩典。
And we know we have been blessed.
我们每一个人也都是照基督给我们量给我们的每一个人的恩赐，我们摆在神的面前。
And we know that we have received grace so that we can serve.
今天基督已经将各种不同的恩赐赐给了给我们。
And each of us receive a gift and we are different.
使我们每一位都有奋于神家的建造。
So that we may be, all be participants in the building up of the house of God.
因此主今天要在我们的建造是要从我们的里面，从我们外面转到里面。
And so the Lord desire for our service to turn from, to turn within.
从我们的属地转到属天。
So that we may be, from the earthly ways to the heavenly ways.
将我们在地上暂时的转到永远。
And whatever we receive temporally and we may receive them eternally.
我们照主的恩赐，我们每一个人都有一千两、两千两、五千两。
According to the gifts of the Lord, we may receive 1,000, 2,000, or 5,000.
主要我们照着我们的，无论你是一千、两千或者五千，叫我们可以彼此服侍。
It doesn't matter how much we have received, we can use these things to serve one another.
好叫我们在主的身体的里面，我们得以增长。
And so that each of us may grow properly.
因此我们都知道，我们不要轻忽我们自己的那一份恩赐。
So let no one despise himself.
我们有时候我们听到弟兄姊妹说啊，我的恩赐很小。
And sometimes we hear that, oh, I don't have much.
所以我不能做这个，我也不能做那个。
So that I can't do this and that.
但主说不是的。
But then the Lord may say that it's not so.
因为我们至少都要有一千两。
And because we have already been given some.
所以我们不能忽视我们的那一份。
And so let us not ignore what we have received.
因为即使你今天是一千两，你的功用在主的里面都是不可少的。
But because whatever little you have that which is needed in the body of Christ.
而且是很重要的。
And it may actually become important.
因为我们都要来管理主人的事情。
And because we are to take charge of what the Lord has.
我们下面在教宗第三篇忠心良善有见识的管家。
Now let's turn to the third message, which is to be good, faithful, and knowledgeable.
我们再来读路加福音十二章。
And Luke chapter 12.
我们读四十二到四十三节。
Verses 42 and 43.
我们翻到一起来读。主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家按时分粮给他们呢？人来到看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福吧。主要把他的使命托付给他的教会。
And the Lord has commissioned his church.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And it said, go make disciples of all nations.
我们都知道我们都要为主来做这见证。
And therefore we know we are to be his witnesses.
我们都知道我们要传这个主这荣耀的福音。
And we are to preach his glorious gospel.
因此保罗说无论得时不得时我们都要来传。
So Paul says that whether in season or out of seasons, we must preach the
gospel. 感谢主去年的圣诞节的福音聚会。
We thank the Lord for the gospel meeting last Christmas Eve.
我们福音小组在福音聚会以前差不多有两三个礼拜都一直在聚会。
And the small group for the gospel has prepared quite a couple weeks ahead of time.
为了那一次的圣诞节福音聚会，他们都愿意将自己摆上。
And many of them have contributed their part into this service.
我们甚至有二十多位弟兄姊妹参加。
And there were 20-some brothers and sisters in that small group.
我们看到整个的教会是这样，为着主的见证，愿意摆上的时候。
So as we see, so many people are willing to submit their parts.
主的工作一定要从我们当中流出。
And then the Lord can begin to do some works with us.
我们下面再来念路加十二章三十九到四十。
Let's read on from Luke 12:39-40.
家主若知道谁什么时候来，就必警醒，不容谁挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。他说，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
That be watchful, for the Lord will come at the time when you did not expect.
主说他来的时候要像贼一样。
And the Lord even illustrated as the point that he may come like a thief.
他来的时候，他要将得胜的人取去。
And he will come to steal away all those who are overcome.
因此，我们在地上，我们必须要警醒。
And therefore, let us be watchful.
我们腰上必束上带子。
And let us gird our loins.
我们等候我们的主来。
And we all wait upon his return.
因此，主说他要呼召他的管家。
And therefore, the Lord must call his stewards.
谁是他忠心有见识的管家？
And who are these good and sensible stewards?
将来主的给我们的奖赏是说，我们要与他一同作王。
And the Lord's reward was promised as we will be kings with him.
我们要与主一同掌权。
And to rule with him.
我们再来念罗马书十二章。
Now Romans chapter 12.
这一节圣经相信弟兄姊妹大家都很熟，第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此行，乃是理所当然。OK， 所以这一次的冬令会的下午，我们曾经有分三组的交通。
And in the afternoon of the winter conference, we had three groups, small group sharing.
我们交通的主题，三组的主题是时间的管家、金钱的管家、恩赐的管家。
And we talk about the stewardships of money, of time, and of talents.
讲到时间上的管家。
When we speak of the stewardship of time,
我们的时间、气息都是主所赐给我们的。
We know the Lord has given us breath and time.
我们知道，我们连我们自己都不知道，我们能够在地上有多少的年日，我们可以活。
And no one knows how much longer we will live.
然而，今天时间既然是主所赐给我们的
，But we know time is given by Him.
我这个时间就是属主的。
And so therefore every day should be belong to Him.
就像我们的主日上午，这个时间是属主的。
And just like Sunday morning, we know we have separated this time for the Lord.
我们就愿意把它归给主。
And so we commit this time for the Lord.
第二组讲到是金钱上的管家。
And secondly, the stewardship of money.
我们知道在旧约里面，大卫为他的殿所奉献的是何等的多。
And we know David has supplied all the needs to build up the temple of God in the Old Testament.
何等的丰盛。
And such an abundant preparation.
但是大卫他说，他从主得来的，他就奉献给神。
But David said, "All that I have, I give back to the Lord."
我们所有的都是主所赐给我们的。
And because he knows that he received them from the Lord.
然而主说，坚得乐意的奉献是神所喜悦的。
And the Bible also said, "Those who give willingly is pleasing to the Lord."
更是一个蒙福的道路。
And it is a blessed way for us to be on today.
我们再来看罗马书二十五章。
那罗马书什么？
啊，对不起，啊，对，马太，对不起。
Matthew.
马太福音二十五章。
25.
因为早上圣经节读太多哈， 因为加深用这几节的圣经节来作为冬令会的信息，所以我盼望。
Try to cover all Brother Liang's verses here.
所以我盼望用这几节的圣经节，让我们在读神的话语。
Matthew 25.
我们读十四节。
14.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去买卖，另外赚了五千。那领两千的也照样赚了两千。但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子藏了。过了许久，那仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千的又带着那另外五千的来说，主啊，你交给我五千，请看我又赚了五千。主人说，你又良善又忠心，在不多的事上，我要把许多的事那里两千的也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看我又赚了两千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事，你进前来享受人的快乐。那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的，没有种的地方要收割，没有赚的地方要献祭，我就害怕，把你这一千两银子埋在地里，请看你的银在这里。主人回答说，你这又恶又懒的仆人，你既知道我种的地方要收割，没有占的地方要献祭，
Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money.
可以连本带利收夺过他这一千两来，给那有一万，因为凡有他要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有也要夺过来。好，我们就念到这里。有求于管家的是要有忠心。
And what the Lord required of the steward is to be faithful.
这也是神要求我们的。
And that is his requirement.
他讲到在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也能忠心。
And that is those who are faithful in a few small things then can be entrusted greater
things. 若是在最小的事上不义，在大事上也就不义。
And if we are found unrighteous in a few small things, then we won't be able to be righteous in bigger things.
我们在圣经上也看到主称许那寡妇的两个小钱。
And we know that the Lord praised the two mites that the orphan have given.
因此主说，
the widow has given.
因此主说，我的父在暗中查看。
And because the Bible said the Lord has watched them in secret.
他说为了要报答你。
And in order to pay them a reward.
主要以我们有忠心，所以主才要派我们服侍他。
And the Lord wants to consider us faithful, so He sent us to serve.
所以主的生命要从我们里面要流出来。
And the Lord desired for His life to live out.
叫我们可以管理家里的人。
And so we may be helping the household of God.
叫我们可以分粮给他们。
And to provide food for the house of God.
我们盼望在这2010年的开始。
And we desire in this beginning of this year.
让主在我们的身上掌权。
And that the Lord may reign on us.
因为神的心意要落实在我们每一位的身上。
And in order for His purpose to materialize on us.
也求主开我们的眼睛。
And that we may now ask the Lord to open our eyes.
把这个意向道路赐给我们。
So that we may know the vision and the way.
也叫我们做一个忠心的管家。
And we may become faithful stewards in His house.
我们非常感谢主给我们这次的冬令特会。
We thank the Lord for this winter conference.
因为主已经将他的意向道路给了我们。
And because the Lord has imparted to us His vision and the way.
我们也相信主，我们跟主有一个回应。
And so we must respond to his calling.
我们答应主的呼召,
and to answer and promise.
我们要做主一个忠心有见识的管家,
and desire to be one who is faithful and sensible.
在今年的开始, 我们在主的里面都成为一个新造的人,
and to become a new creation found in Christ.
他说若有人在基督的里面,
those who are in Christ is new creation.
他说就是已过一切都是新的。
For the old things have passed, behold, all things are made new.
因此我们都要有所有的我们都要有一个新的开始。
And therefore, let us have this new beginning.
我们的服事要有新的开始。
And we have to begin the new work.
我们至少刚刚讲过, 我们至少可以把我们的一千两拿出来。
And at least we will put forth our one talent.
我们的时间都要归给主。
And let us give our time to the Lord.
因为我们的时间只要摆对的话, 神就喜悦我们。
And because we like to spend our time wisely to please the Lord.
我们时间摆不对的话, 相信主不会喜悦我们。
And or else we will waste time.
我们永远把主摆在时间的第一位。
And let us have the Lord as our priority.
我们必须准时来参加聚会。
And to attend meetings on time.
我们让自己不要有随便的感觉。
And do not allow us to casually go about.
也不要让自己有借口。
And do not make excuses for ourselves.
更盼望我们能够在聚会以前, 我们就来预备。
And so we also ask everyone to prepare for each meeting beforehand.
不论是周三的祷告聚会,
whether Wednesday prayer meeting,
不论是周五的晚上的读经聚会,
or Friday's Bible studies,
不论是主日上午我们9:25开始的初心造就也好, 这个代祷的秘诀也好,
or the Sunday schools on the Lord's Day,
我们盼望我们都用警醒的态度来参加,
and let us all be watchful to attend these meetings.
因为这是我们 应该要有的一个态度。
And because we should have such attitude to embrace the Lord.
在钱财上, 我们刚刚也交通过, 我们为主摆上的, 主也会为我们预备。
And if we have, what we are able to give is what the Lord has provided.
因为主为我们预备的都是超过我们所想所要的。
We believe the Lord has given us more than we have asked for.
我们在圣经上, 我们也看到马拉基书3章曾经说到,
and we see in the book of Malachi chapter 3.
因为我们的主他可能知道我们不太相信。
And perhaps the Lord feels that his people did not believe.
因此他在马拉基书3章他说说, 你以此试试我。
And so therefore he tell his people that test me on this.
他说我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户,
to see if I open the windows of heaven for you,
倾覆于你们,
and to pour down upon you.
我们是我们的神是信实的神,
that our God is faithful.
他的话语永远坚定在天,
and that his word steadfast in heaven.
但愿今年我们每一位在神的家中也在神的里面, 神在我们的里面有更深的工作。
And may the Lord work on his deeper work in us.
我们都愿意作为一个神忠心的管家。
That we will become faithful in his house.
我们一起建造神与这永生神的教会。
And that we will together be built up as his house.
我交通就到这里, 下面把时间交给Fendi弟兄。
我们有很多的惊奇今天。 今天我们有很多的惊奇。
Today we have many messages.
Surprises.
Surprises.
这个是其中一个。
This is one of them.
本来是史弟兄讲的。
It was going to be Brother Z who going to speak.
奇妙,黄兴同弟兄讲了。
Miraculously, it is our brother.
He gave us a 他给我们一个很好的那个总论。
He gave us a very good conclusion.
我不太会总论别人的话。
I'm not very good to conclude other people's messages.
但是我可以看见 神的工作准论在我们的身上。
But I can see God's work and how He conclude in us.
的确，从冬令会回来，有些人有一点改变。
Truly, some of us have changed.
有些人还在观察中。
Some of us might observe.
有些人还在等待中。
Some of us still wait.
我们再一次听到主的话，目的是叫我们一起都能够进入。
The purpose is so that all of us can enter into His message.
所以今天我还要再说一点话。
Today I'm going to speak a little bit more.
讲得好一点是一个惊奇。
Another way to put it is another surprise.
讲得不好就不好了。
If it's not good, that's not good.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你叫我们做又良善又忠心的仆人。
You ask us to be true and faithful servant.
我们不懂怎样做。
We don't know how to.
我们承认我们也想做。
We admit that we desire to.
但是许多时候还是做不好。
But we're still not very good.
我们求圣灵给我们怜悯。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would be gracious to us.
刚强我们里面的人。
Strengthen our inner man.
叫我们都起来为耶稣生活。
So that we rise up to live for our Lord.
把我们一点的服事再交在恩主手中。
So we entrust our service in your hand.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天我愿意讲两个点。
I'm going to speak two points today.
请我们读罗马书十一章。
Let's open Rome chapter 11.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
史弟兄告诉我们，不要随从肉体，要随从圣灵。
Brother Z told us not to go according to flesh, but to spirit.
然后他说，这一切的目的到最后是要我们磨成神儿子的形象。
All that is so that we can conform to the image of His Son.
我们知道神给我们许多的恩赐。
We know God has given us many gifts.
神也为他的永远旨意呼召了我们。
For His eternal will, He has called us.
今天我们就看这个恩赐跟神的呼召这两面。
Today we shall look at this gift and His calling.
我们得着主的话作为我们的把握。
Let us use His word to be our assurance.
我们一起来念罗马书十一章二十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 29.
For the 我读了英文。因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。我们再听英文读一遍。
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
这里说没有后悔的意思是不会收回的。
The irrevocable meaning that we cannot take it back.
不是 we cannot, 是神不会。
Lord will not take it back.
我们感谢神，神给了我们就是我们的。
We thank our God because what He has given us is going to be ours.
就好像我们送了一个礼给人家，那个礼就是他的。
Just like when we give gifts to others and that gifts belong to theirs.
他怎么用是他的事。
However, that person may use it for.
他用得好，我们的心高兴。
If he or she applies the gift well, then we will be pleased.
他不在乎，我们也不能收回他。
If the person doesn't care, then that's not something that we want to take away.
另外一件事是神的呼召。
Another one is God's calling.
神的心意里头有一个神儿子要充满万有这样子美丽的图画。
In God's heart, He wants His Son to fill in this beautiful picture.
他为了成就这件事情，他呼召我们。
For that very purpose, He has called us.
神也给我们这样子的呼召。
He has given us this calling.
这个呼召已经从神那边出来了。
That calling has come out.
神不会收回它。
He will not take away.
你要怎样反应这个呼召是你的事。
How you respond is your business.
你反应对了，你就是又良善又忠心。
If you respond correctly, then you will be that Lord, true and faithful servant.
你用神的恩赐用在对的路上，你就是又良善又忠心。
If you apply His gift correctly, then you are that true and faithful servant.
大家有没有这样子的把握？神是不会收回他的恩赐，不会收回他的呼召。
Do you have the assurance that the Lord will not take away his calling nor his gifts?
神该做的做完了。
What he needs to do, he has done it.
剩余的是等我们的反应，等我们在生活中认识这一个。
What remains is our response and how we live it out.
今天我们选了诗歌叫《要忠心》。
Today, we picked the song Be True.
中文呢说是忠心，就好像是一个诚信这样子。
In Chinese, be true meaning be truthful.
Faithful.
Faithful.
就是忠心是 faithful. 但是原来的意思是 be true, 要真。
But the original meaning as the song puts it, be true.
那只是在翻译上好像要真要真好像就不够红壮就变了忠心。
So, in translation, somehow lost that meaning, be true.
那其实这首诗歌已经很清楚告诉我们，你们什么时候是在主面前真的，你就是有忠心。
So the song puts it very well. Whenever we are true to God, then we are in that condition, be true.
在神的国里头，历世历代，许多的人很读圣经，而且圣经很熟。
Many years, a lot of saints understand and very familiar with the Bible.
但是读完圣经之后有两种人，一种是真的，一种是假的。
However, there are two kinds of people, even after reading the Bible, some of them are true.
真的是神喜悦的子民。
For those who are true, they are truly God's people.
假的，神称他们做法利赛人。假冒为善只是外表而已。
For those who are not true, they are hypocrite or not true.
就是这样。所以我们今天领受了恩赐，领受了神的呼召，还要看我们是真的还是假的。
So it's up to us how to respond and how to live after we receive these gifts and calling.
在神的主权里头，他做事有他的法则。
In God's sovereignty, and He does according to His rule and His
ways.
His ways.
那我们再看一下神的主权是什么，他的法则又怎样
？So let's we shall see what is His sovereignty and what is His way.
请我们读罗马书第八章。
Rome chapter 8.
Roman.
Romans.
第八章第二十八、二十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
我们一起来念。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这个是神荣耀的意象要呈现在我们眼前。
That's what God wants his vision to be realized among us.
就是说我们在这个图画里头也有一份。
We are a part of this picture.
在这里有一个叫长子耶稣基督的在那里。
We have that firstborn,Jesus Christ.
在这里也有许多的儿子跟他的长子一是一样的。
In addition, there are many sons similar to the firstborn.
他们是一样的真。
They are all true.
一样的忠心。
All faithful.
你说，哎呀，这个护照太高了。
This calling, we may say, very high.
因为你这样说，因为你看你自己能什么，不能什么。
But if you say so because you're looking at yourself.
神知道我们的本性，所以他先说了。
Lord understand our condition, that's why he says it.
是他叫万事互相效力。
It is he causes all things to work together.
是他叫爱神的人得益处。
It is he, cause for good to those who love God.
什么是我们什么时候我们知道主恩赐给我们
？Whenever we know God has given us gifts，
我们知道只要我们相信，我们接受了就是我们的。
As long as we believe, we receive, then it is ours.
神不但只叫我一个人相信接受，神叫万事还要相信接受，并且互相效力。
Not only just me who believe and receive, but he's asking all things to work together.
在你的身上有万事里头的一个事。
You are that one part of the all things.
你知道神的主权在你身上，你不知道在身上，这个神还是在他主权里头运作。
Whether or not you know God's sovereignty working in you, but it is in God's sovereignty.
但是呢，这个东西叫神叫万事互相效力的时候，对你有没有益处呢？还要看你是不是一个爱神的人。
Whether or not His working is going to
benefit you, it depends on if you love the Lord. 神有许许多多的仆人都在他的手中被运用。
God had many servants in his hands.
仇敌撒旦也是神手中的一个仆人之一。
Even Satan is one of the many servants.
神能用万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But God can cause us all things to work together for good to those who love God.
所以我们首先不要高估自己能做什么，不能做什么。
So we should not look at ourselves whether or not we can or cannot do.
我们要看神叫万事互相效力。
We have to look at God who can cause all things to work together.
今天在你面前有一个最难过的关。
There is one obstacle.
只要你相信接受，神叫这个关为你来效力。
As long as you believe and receive, and this obstacle shall be overcome.
今天每一次你在讲东，有一个人在讲西。
If you speak one way and another person speaks another,
你相信接受主在掌权，这个东西会叫你得益处。
As long as you believe and receive, and that shall benefit you.
我们不是要地上大家同意了，我们才能走主的路。
It is not consensus so that we can walk together on God's path.
我们大家要真实的爱主，才能一同走路。
We need to love God,
then we can go together.
We can go together.
所以恩赐说到我们相信接受就是我们的。
So gift is something that we need to believe and receive.
那神的呼召是怎么样运行的？
But how does His calling work.
你爱主,
if you love God,
你对神有反应,
if you respond,
对神有反应的人, 就是对神的呼召有反应的人。
If you respond to God, that means you respond to His calling.
所以我们对神的呼召只有一个态度, 就是顺服而且遵守。
So the only response to His calling is to obey.
在神的家中，有时候我们讲理，有时候的确也不太讲理。
So in God's household, sometimes we speak reason and sometimes we do not.
因为很多的时候跟你讲道理讲清楚了，圣灵的时间过了。
By reasoning, but the spirit is already passed.
但是只要你爱主，你听了你还不懂，但是你相信接受。
So if you believe,So even you don't understand, you will receive.
你头脑里头还没搞清楚的时候，但是因为你爱主，你顺服遵守。
So even though you cannot figure out in your head, but as long as you believe, and then you follow.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not let the touching of the spirit passes you.
要把握我们的蒙赎的时间。
Seize hold of our time.
在主的时间里头，向主有反应就是对了。
In God's time, as long as we respond.
所以我们要珍惜要来的礼拜，我们来学，不要随从肉体，要随从圣灵。
So in the coming week, we shall learn to obey spirit, but not flesh.
所以两件事情，关于恩赐的要怎么样？
So two things, regarding spirit, gifts.
恩赐要相信就接受就是你的。
As long as we believe, we receive, that's yours.
关于神的呼召应该怎么样？
How about God's calling?
爱主顺服他遵守他的话就是你的。
As long as you love God and obey, and that is yours.
神叫我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God predestined us to conform to the image of his sons.
叫我们里面开始改变像他儿子在地上的生活。
He calls us to change within us.
像他儿子在地上的生活。
Just like his son on earth.
像他儿子跟天父跟世人所有的关系。
Just like his son's relationship to the world and to the people on this world.
To God and to the world. 还有就是在神的旨意中侍奉神。
To serve him according to God's spirit, God's purpose.
感谢主，我们的姊妹今天很顺服，所以她站在这里。
Praise the Lord.
不是他能什么不能什么。
It is not whether a person can or cannot.
大家也不要来听他翻译怎么样。
Let's not pay attention to the interpretation.
要听到里头的主的话。
So we shall pay attention to the word of God.
要认识我们每一个都是主话的见证人而已。
We are only the testimony of his words.
当传道人当教会的弟兄姊妹有负担的时候我们要跟得上去。
So whoever shall have the burden, we shall follow.
可能不是你的习惯不是你的状态。
Maybe it's not your habit or your condition.
你跟不上去教会受亏损。
If you cannot follow, then the church will suffer.
你跟得上去我们大家都活了。
If you follow, then we all shall live.
不是要我们搞懂。
It's not up to whether we can figure this thing out.
不是要我们佩服我们才做。
It's not something that we impress.
是我们看见在主的意象里头我的一份在那里。
It is in Lord's vision and what is our part.
没有人可以叫你舍己背起自己的十字架。
No one can ask you to bear the cross and obey.
但是你真的爱主的话你不可能不舍己不可能不背着自己的十字架。
But if you indeed love God, you cannot not obey God and sacrifice yourself.
我们要怎样忠心于主的呼召呢？
How do we be true to his calling?
忠心跟他保持对的关系。
Faithful to maintain the relationship to God.
忠心在我们生命中愿意活出耶稣来。
Be faithful in the area to live out his life.
忠心照着神的旨意来侍奉。
Be faithful in the area to serve God.
我们冬令会不是讲我们的话。
In winter conference, it's not to speak
our words. 我们只为教会立标杆，那个开道路。
It is to set goals for our church and to set the path.
感谢主，有人已经参进来了，很好。
We praise the Lord that a lot of us participate.
有人还在观察，你要做拣选。
Some of us observe you have to make your choice.
最不好在后面批评。
The worst of all is those who criticize.
那最受亏损的还是我们自己。
And then, of course, the one suffered the most is that we don't criticize.
教会也需要学习忍耐。
So the church needs to learn how to be patient.
我们也不责怪任何人跟不上。
We don't criticize for those who cannot follow.
所以教会需要代祷。
So the church needs to pray for them.
有跟不上的人我们要为他们代祷。
Pray for those who cannot follow.
有跟不上的人我们不是要去批评论断我们是要为他们代祷。
Not to criticize to those who cannot follow, but pray for them.
目的要我们都磨成神儿子的形象。
The aim is to so all of us can conform to the image of the Son.
神把恩赐赐给我们，就是我们可以去用的。
Lord give us these gifts so that we can apply them.
你为自己用，这个不叫真。
If we use it for our own purpose, then it is not true.
你为主用这个恩赐，这个叫真。
If we use it for our Lord, then it is true.
请我们读一段的圣经。
Let us read another passage.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
再给我五分钟。
Another 5 minutes.
1章5到7节。
chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
我们关于他的母亲祖母，我们那句话就不念了，其他我们一起来念。想到你心里无伪之性，我深信也在你的心里，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。 乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心，这里的心说到我们的灵。That
heart is our spirit.
心是一件事情，灵是我们所另外一件事情。Spirit
and heart is different.
灵是我们人生最深的地方。Spirit
is the deepest part of our being.
有时候我们知道自己的心，不知道我们自己的心。
Sometimes we do know our heart and sometimes we don't.
但是我们通常是不太晓得自己的灵怎么样。
But typically we don't know our spirit's condition.
对，主耶稣有一天对着他的门徒说， 你们的灵如何， 你们不知道。
So that's why Jesus spoke to his disciple, you do not know your spirit.
没有一个人对自己的灵有把握的。
No one has assurance of our spirit.
有时候我想去爱。
Sometimes we desire to love.
但是在爱的过程中，我出来是一个责备的灵。
But in the process of love, we ended up criticizing.
有时候我想去责备人。
Sometimes we wish to criticize.
照着主的话去责备人。
According to the word of God to criticize.
但是一看见这个人的脸不敢了，虚了，我就软弱了。 But sometimes, 就变成是奉承人的话了。
But sometimes we look at the facial expression of the person, we compromise and then we weaken.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，我们所领受的灵不是胆怯的灵。But
our Lord spoke to us, what we receive is not a spirit of timidity.
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。But
of courage.
Power.
Of power.
Love.
Love and discipline.
Discipline. 刚强是 power 能力
power
仁爱爱
love
谨守就是我们的 discipline 自律
and discipline
自律很重要
discipline is very important
一个人能管别人不能管自己，这管自己这个人是假的
if a person knows how to discipline other but not yourself, then it is not real.
在宗教世界里头，满了这样子的人，都在管别人，管不了自己。
There are plenty of them in the religious world whereby you can discipline others, but not yourself.
总的来说，没有自律。In
summary, there's no self-discipline.
我们要用主的恩赐，是因为我们里头有一个无伪的信心，接受了主的恩赐。 We have a sincere faith, therefore we could receive the gifts of God. 在主的恩赐里头，我们要怎么样运用呢？就看我们的灵怎么样。How
do we apply God's gift depending on our spirit?
你没办法叫你的灵不一样。You
cannot cause your spirit to be different.
但是你可以相信你所领受的是 刚强仁爱谨守的灵。But
you must believe what you have received is of power, love, and discipline.
圣灵在你里头的工作不是软弱的。What
the Spirit has worked in you is not something of weakness.
圣灵在你里头不是一个自私的私欲，乃是一个爱神爱弟兄的一个爱。What
the Spirit has in you is not of selfish desire, but the someone who loves God and the brother.
你的灵能不能够出来看你有没有生活里头有自律？
Whether or not you can live out that spirit, see whether or not you have applied discipline in your daily life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的教会盼望是一个有意向道路的教会。
We desire our church to be a church of vision and God's way.
但是最起码的就是我们在各样的聚会里头要有个样。
And minimally in all things, we should have a way.
我们要有个样，有个见证，就是在聚会的里头，起码十点开始，十点就开始，准时。
We shall have a testimony. Whether we attend church, we need to be on time.
然后呢，也准时散。
And then timely to finish the meeting.
在聚会里头呢，不要睡觉，不要冥想。
In meeting, we do not want to fall asleep.
也不要 meditate.
不要 meditate.、Oh.
在聚会的里头呢，就是要专注。
In meeting, we need to be focused.
这个都是我们的自律。
That is called self-discipline.
在主日的时候，最好穿得整齐一点，也是个自律。
It is also discipline to dress accordingly.
你说，哎呀，你怎么又讲到外面去了？
But why do you speak things outwardly?
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活不能够有一点点自律，我们的灵出不来呀。
If we don't even have these discipline, then our spirit is not going to come out.
总的来说，今天我们学了两件事情。
In conclusion, we have learned two things.
在神的呼召上要忠心。
Be true to God's calling.
在神的恩赐里头要真心。
In God's gift, be true.
所以我们再唱636首。
Let us sing hymn 636.
还没完，我还要讲一下这一节诗歌。第二节那里告诉我们。
The second stanza at the hymn says.
我们一起翻到636首。第二节那里说，从祷告小楼，我们今正出发。
We are going forth from the upper chamber.
我们要记得我们的地位，我们的出发点。
We must remember our origin and our point of initiation.
保罗说，要如火眺望你的恩赐。
Paul says, kindle the spirit, the gifts in you.
弟兄姊妹，没有祷告，这个恩赐眺不望。
But if we don't have prayer, then our gifts won't be kindled.
我们献自己向主完全降服。
We have given ourselves in a full surrender.
爱主的人就是顺服、遵守。
Those who love God is someone who obey and surrender.
我们今往前，正如主的活性。
We are going for as epistles holy.
让世人看见我们就好像是主在给他们一个信一样，我们是活信。
So let the world see that we are alive.
Living epistles.
Living epistles.
然后我们一举一动要将主的形象来流露。
Then we must move in concert so to flow, to let God show in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里的领袖只有一位，是耶稣基督。
There's only one leader here, that's Lord Jesus Christ.
我们彼此都是弟兄姊妹。
We are brethren to one another.
但是我们爱主的情形有不一样。
But the way we love our Lord is different.
我们答应主的呼召程度也有不一样。
The way we, how we respond to God's calling is different.
我们的恩赐领受不一样。
The way how we receive His gift may be different.
我们真实能用的光景也不一样。
How we apply His gifts is also different.
我们一样有的是主的生命在我们里头。
The commonality, however, is God is in all of us.
我们一样有的，大家跟我说，是刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。好，我们唱第二节。